Okay, three brand new cable channels all share the same problem. How do you persuade 20-somethings to look up from their phones long enough to gaze at an old-fashioned regular TV? In Los Angeles, NPR's Netta Ulaby visited one of the channels that's trying to do that.
This could be the set of any cable news show about to go live.
We got 3 minutes to air.
Holy wow.
The show is called Take Part Live. The channel is called Pivot. It's going for a super specific audience. Socially conscious people born after 1980 and before 2001, the generation known as millennials. To lure them, this new show is trying very hard to be funny.
You may think that bullying is something that only kids do, but according to USA Today, there's been a big rise in something called workplace bullying. And it's especially rough if your job is hall monitor at Ulysses R. Wedgied High School.
Okay, so it's kind of going for a Daily Show Junior vibe. Kent Reese runs Pivot's scheduling and marketing. They're trying to sell TV ads to the biggest generational group in the country. By some counts, millennials outnumber baby boomers. Pivot thinks it can reach up to 30 million of them who care about politics and social issues. So it's signed up people like John McCain's daughter, Meghan McCain, with a conservative tipping talk show. And it's experimenting with research about how millennials watch TV.
We know that our audience is really into binge watching, so they'll watch multiple episodes in a row. And so the night that the network launched, we aired all 6 episodes of Josh's show all in a row.
Josh is Josh Thomas. He's 26 and Australian.
Do you know what my orange cardigan is? I can't find my orange cardigan.
I'm saying it.
Pivot bought the rights to air a comedy series he created called Please Like Me. It's often described as a gay Australian version of Girls, the show on HBO. It's about an awkward 20-something who, like so many millennials, still lives with his mom.
It looks stupid if you wear blue jumpers with blue pants.
Look at you, you're so flustered. You're going out on a date.
No, just going out with friends.
Who with?
Friends, just new friends.
Well, what are their names?
I don't know.
You don't know their names?
Maybe you're thinking that binge-watching or Daily Show knockoffs aren't unique to millennials. But for Pivot to air 6 episodes in a row as its very first move was, says Reese, a statement.
This is what this audience wants. This is our opportunity, through our programming, to express back to them that we get it and that we are listening and that we want them to consume content from us in the same way they're doing it in other places.
The question is whether those demographics have moved beyond television.
Professor David Thornburn studies media in transition. He teaches at MIT. I wondered if he thought his students, who fall completely into Pivot's dream demographic, will watch it.
No, I don't think so.
His students tend not to have TVs. They don't pay for cable. They watch Netflix on their phones or stream shows on sites that aren't completely legit. But when it comes to ads on television, there's no audience more desirable than millennials. So these new channels are trying to divide them up. Pivot's going for the green, socially conscious crowd. Univision wants the young, English-speaking Latinos, so it's starting a channel called Fusion later this month. One for music lovers, called Revolt, launches today. When you look it up online, it's clear Revolt is angling to become the second coming of MTV. But MTV-style music videos strike David Thornburn as
very old-fashioned. Is this really a time when today's younger people will tune in to an MTV?
I mean, they've got YouTube, right? Wrong, says Val Borland. She's in charge of Revolt's programming. She insists millennials, in the year 2013, still need their MTV. Sort of.
We don't use the word VJ, because that's old school, but we will have VJ equivalents.
Oh, so that's completely new. Still, Revolt's Twitter account is more or less a digital VJ. It's hyped the musician Lorde since June.
Don't you think that it's boring how people talk?
Now she's just breaking. We are going to break those people.
Revolt was founded by Sean Combs. He's so famous as a rapper and mogul, his team was worried that would inflate expectations for the channel. So it did something increasingly common, starting not on TV, but with videos posted on Twitter and Instagram.
We haven't done any marketing, and we have a successful social media platform.
Propping up old technology with new technology is, says Professor David Thornburn, a bit of a paradox.
Maybe they should just look to the new technologies and stop pretending that the older one will be helpful to them.
But to do that, they'd have to ignore something else, that nothing ka-chings like ads on TV. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.